It's New Year's Eve. Do you have a house that everyone wants to leave and go to a party, or do you have a house that everyone wants to be at because it's different, it's fun, and you're building a tradition of what New Year's Eve is all about?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. It always sounds like there's so much fun going on at your house. You just, every event, every holiday, you just tried to make it fun, right?
Well, we try to make it fun, but we have two people here. One of them is me, the organizational get out front and let's do something special. But then the other one is Rosemary, who makes it spectacular. So that as our children were growing up, it was funny that New Year's Eve was not a place that they ever wanted to go anyplace else for. And really, we didn't let them go anyplace else through high school because it was dangerous out there. But we didn't want to go anyplace else. And even when they were home for college, they didn't want to go anyplace else. In fact, one year, Roby invited 25 plus guys, his senior year of college. He invited all the guys from his high school Bible study, thinking it's the last year he's ever going to see them as they all go off to graduate school or whatever, and they all came to our house. We wanted to make New Year's Eve special, and it wasn't about counting down the ball, although we did usually watch the ball and watch Dick Clark get ancient during that thing. But it was all kinds of special food and weird food and things we only did on New Year's Eve, and we did have party hats, even if it was just four of us, and we did play games, Monopoly or whatever it was. And we did just have our own celebration. It was kind of built around food, and it was kind of built around making, we did have this thing where we would make New Year's resolutions. But we also look back on the year. Rosemary would have this cabbage in the middle of the table, and out of the cabbage would come toothpicks, and the toothpicks had this little sausage and a piece of paper on it. And you would pull the sausage and the piece of paper off on the toothpick. The toothpick you would then cook in this little Sterno thing. I mean, not the toothpick, the sausage. And while you were cooking it, you would read a question about your last year. And we would answer it around the table. What was the best part of the year? Where did you see God's hand this year? All, she'd make up 20 different questions. And everybody didn't want to do it till you got there. Right. And it would always be emotional. And if you were a guest, you had to play a part in it. And we would eat all these sausage things that you'd cook. But the bigger thing was the answer, the question on there that you
and
had
everybody
to
had to answer.
Oh, if you wanted to eat, yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you didn't want to eat, you didn't want to eat one of those sausages or whatever we ate, yes. And you'd have to answer the question. It didn't have to be elaborate, and you would kind of think about it. And, you know, then we would progress on during the conversation because we got people starting to think, is what are you going to do differently next year? Right. So it was a fun time. We played games. We did a lot of talking, but we were building traditions for think about the past and then think about what are you going to do? What will be different? What would you like to see God do in your life next year?
Now, I know you have also the tradition of kind of a gift that you're going to give God for Christmas. You talked about writing that letter up, sealing it or not sealing it, putting it in a box.
That was Christmas Eve. Yeah, that was awesome.
Right. So you do that. Is this similar to that?
The gift you're going to give God at Christmas that you wrote a letter to God was usually an attitude thing or whatever. Okay. At least with me, it was always an attitude and a forgiveness issue. I would put in there. You didn't have to share if you didn't want to. Right. Some people shared. They always wanted me to share. I couldn't always share because many Christmas Eves, the person at the table I had a bad attitude about, an in-law, would be sitting there, so I'd have to pass. And Rosemary would always ask me later on, I guess you didn't want to share because it was about so-and-so. I said, yeah. I'm still working on that. And she might say, well, it's obvious that you're still trying to work on that or whatever it is. But the New Year's Eve thing is a little more casting some goals and some dreams out there and teaching my children to cast goals and dreams. Like they might say, well, what, Dad, what do you want to do? Have you thought about it? And I said, yeah, I have thought about some things I want to do next year. I want to write another book. This is the year I would try to write a book every other year. And I did that for 22 years. And I'd like to write another book. And then that would be a discussion. What do you want to write about? And I would talk about, you know, dating or marriage or whatever. I've thought about it. And Mom and I want to save money towards taking a honeymoon trip again this year or whatever it is. And I want to help Roby. I want to help you with soccer more this year or whatever it is, something. I kind of have this thing that I would keep a running list. And I think I would share some of that list with them. And he also said, I want to pay more down on our mortgage. You know what our dream is, to have a place in North Carolina some year. So I can't do that till I've paid off our house. I want to share some of those things so they know why I'm up there typing at night.
Right.
Or so they know why we're not going on a ski trip ever. Right. Because we're saving towards paying down our mortgage or whatever it is. But I also want to, I'm motivated to learn some more verses in the Bible. Like Rosemary would always be memorizing verses. They were a nightmare for me. One year she chose to memorize the entire Romans chapter 12, the entire chapter. Mm-hmm. And we all were all in on it with her and me. I dropped out in the first, second week. It was killing me. I couldn't do it. So it was great for the kids because it motivated them to get it, because they were doing something Dad couldn't do.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Great. But we also want to talk about what was the disappointment of the last year. And there was the year the disappointment was my dad died and I had no indication that he came to Christ. You know, and that's when Roby would say, well, you remember that letter from that pastor friend of yours? And I did get a letter from a pastor who used to be here, O.S. Hawkins, and he said, you don't know. You don't know what happened at his bedside. And my brother-in-law was standing with his head in my father's ear while he was on the hospital bed witnessing in his last hour, over and over, talking to this man who looked comatose. We couldn't tell. So we don't know, but they heard that disappointment and, you know, disappointment in myself, maybe that I put on more weight again this year, whatever it is. But just thinking around the table, it would always end in tremendous laughter at some of the, you know, things that we were disappointed in and some of the things that happened or some of the things that I did that I wish I hadn't done or whatever it is. But getting a mindset as we're eating the sausages or eating the pizza, or you can eat anything. For us, it was, we have various meals that surround the holidays. Christmas evening is always this Italian fondue, where it's a big bowl of this incredible Italian red sauce that we would dip Italian bread in on the end of a fondue stick and eat. And nice. And that caused us, and the reason for the fondue, it caused us to stay at the table longer,
right,
and have to talk to each other.
It takes more work to eat.
It does take more work to eat, and you're there longer at the big table actually talking, and we would create dialogue somehow. And New Year's Eve, we wanted to do that, and we wanted to get looking ahead, but also reviewing back, and we wanted to create that as a tradition.
Was that always effective with kids, even though they're young, and they're always just, they can only remember the last week?
They can, you know? And so that's okay. You know, I'm sorry that I remember, I lost my doll this past whatever. And there's going to be some that are going to disappoint you. I'm sorry I didn't get a bike for Christmas. And, right, you know, whatever the disappointment is. And you're tempted to want to grab them by the neck and stick their entire face in the fondue,
right,
pot. And that's okay. They're kids. They are kids. And we have to not shut it down. You can shut it down in a hurry by a negative comment about whatever it is. And what are your dreams for next year? And some of their dreams might be built around what they want to get.
Right.
And some of their dreams might be built around straight A's. And you're wanting to say, well, you know, you know how to do that. You know, you know how to do that. Straight C's to straight A's is a huge launch right there.
Right.
Leave it alone. Let them have this moment of dialogue. And help the others, not ridicule the others.
Yeah.
But what is your New Year's Eve event? Is it not an event? Are you just wading through it? And can it be built around a food that you always have? And there's going to be games that you watch. And the fun part of the games is maybe picking teams and getting all in on those teams and seeing who wins the most. And that person gets the last Twinkie, the last Christmas cookie that's left over, or whatever it is. Having these fun little prizes and getting them a little more into the games if you want. But then playing some games, just spending this time together called New Year's Eve and watching the review. And sometimes there's great reviews of the year on television of things that happened that you forgot about.
Yeah.
And maybe it's also, can anybody think of current events that happened this past year that are worth talking about as you talk around the table?
Were these also questions that that were put into this cabbage?
The current event ones? No.
Yeah, okay.
I wish they had been, now that I think about it.
What were some other questions? Because you've got me there.
The cabbage questions, best day of the year, scariest day of the year, what Jesus taught you this year, where you saw his hand in your life this year. If you could ask Jesus one question about this year, what would you ask him? Just things like that. It's not hard, and you can make them up. And you know, one of the cool things is now you can print them out on your computer, cut them all up, and have the same questions for next year. You don't have to reinvent this wheel every year.
Right.
And now that you've got your phone, your BlackBerry, or your iPhone, you can be driving along and you're at a light and you're thinking, oh, that's another good question. You can keep a little file that you can copy, paste, send to your computer and print it all out. This is not something you have to do last minute. If I want to do this, if I want to spend New Year's Eve sitting at a table having some kind of a fun finger food or longtime food there, and I want to have a bunch of questions. You don't have to have them on toothpicks stuck in a cabbage.
Yeah, whatever.
You can have them any way you want. And as you pull the one off and you ask them, it's almost like a fortune cookie.
Okay.
And you can open them up, and somebody's going to be listening today saying, you know, you can get that done in fortune cookies. If that's possible, please email us that for
that
next year.
I would
love to know how you can get a fortune cookie company to put in. I've heard you can do that. I just don't know where you go to do that. But you answer the question. And at the end of each question, where did you see Jesus this year? As that person tries to answer it, you also let other people, anybody have any thoughts? Well, yeah, I did see Jesus this year. I saw the picture of the child I gave my extra Barbies to, and I saw that face, and that was a blessing for me. I saw Jesus in using me and my extra Barbies, and first they were hard to give away, and then I realized, wow, look at that face. They were great to give away,
right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
I want to get my children thinking, and it's the end of a year. Now, it's not really the end of a year for them. It's the middle of a year. Their year goes around the school year, and we do whole extra things at the end of a school year to get them to review what did they do well, what would they do different. But then I think, what's the biggest challenge for next year is another one. What's the biggest thing you're facing next year that's a challenge? And I think as parents, we need to be all in on this. And we need to teach them this is something that you do the older you get. So when one child gets a question and that child gets to say, anybody else want to answer this question? As parents, we need to be in.
Right.
It'll teach the other children to be in. We need to be in, and we need to answer the questions and ourselves, even though it's not our question. And if we get stumped, we get stumped. And when a parent gets stumped, that's cool. Can anybody help me with this? What do you think was the hardest part of my year? And somebody might say, well, I would think it was such and such when you were really sick. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's how good is God? I've already forgotten about that.
Wow.
Or when you had daddy. Remember how sad you were when you had the car accident? Oh, wow. I've already forgotten about that. Yeah, the car accident. Isn't it amazing that Jesus has kind of wiped that from my mind? In fact, I'm kind of sorry you brought it up right now, and everybody's laughing
right
now. I'm just kidding. Everybody's laughing. Whatever it is, I want to spend that time together. That creates family unity if we celebrate New Year's Eve in a way that's special, and we get people thinking, and we review a little bit of the year, funniest thing that happened to you, most embarrassing thing that happened to you, greatest thing, greatest hand of God in your life. I cannot believe that happened, whatever it is. I want to get them thinking. There was a lady that was around before you were born named David and Karen Maines. And Karen Maines would come to the table. She used to be on a radio station that you and I were both on years ago. And she would have a thing called a God hunt. And she would get her kids at the table on Saturday nights, every Saturday night. Where did you see God this past week in your life?
Wow,
and
awesome.
She created a mindset that you ought to look.
Yeah.
You ought to search. I don't know that we all sit at the table on Saturday nights anymore. I wish we did. I'm not sure that we do as families. But I think New Year's Eve, we need to decide we're not going anywhere. We are all at the table. I don't care what party's out there. We're going to party, and we're going to party hardy. And our kids are going to learn this is a fun place to be. Mom actually went to a party store and spent $10 on stupid things that were absolutely having noisemakers and blowers and all those other things, and we're going over the top. First time and only time anybody gets to stay up till midnight, and we're all in and we're all celebrating, and then maybe they can all sleep in the family room together on whatever, and mom and dad can go back to their bedroom, close the door, lock the door, have their
right
own last hour together and celebrate. But we're building family unity. Think through this day. It's not too late. What do you want to do to create family unity? Help them look back at the blessings and look forward with confidence that God will take care of us this new year.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries and all the resources available, lots of resources online at shfm.org. There is also still time yet to give a tax-deductible gift that will count for this year if you want to bless the ministry and help the multiple things that they do at Sheridan House Family Ministries. That website again is shfm.org. And if you want to hear this broadcast again, share the ideas with a friend, a fellow parent, or read the corresponding blog, even sign up for it so you can get it every day in your email box. You can do so online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. We hope you have a very happy new year, that you can pass the year in a joyful time with your kids, with your families, with your friends, and may God be glorified in this new year. We'll continue with another great week and another great year of broadcasting right here on Parenting Today.